Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Social Confidence, your daily dose of affirmations for charisma and connection. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate the crazy world of social interaction with a little more confidence and a whole lot more sass. Today, we're diving deep into something that's super important, building strong boundaries and rock-solid self-esteem. Because let's be real, in this world full of demands and opinions, knowing your worth and setting limits is like having a superpower. It's about saying, yes, to the things that light you up and, no, to anything that drains your energy or compromises who you are. Think about it, ever felt like a doormat? Like people just walked all over you because they knew you wouldn't push back? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You deserve better. You deserve respect, and setting boundaries is the first step towards getting it. It's not about being selfish or rude, it's about honoring your own needs and values. So, how do we build those impenetrable walls of self-respect and say, no, without feeling guilty? That's what I'm breaking down for you today. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master this art. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation, people. You've got intrinsic value, just by being you. Recognize your talents, celebrate your strengths, and acknowledge your accomplishments. When you believe in yourself, it's easier to set boundaries because you know you deserve to be treated well. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful painting. Would you let anyone scribble all over it? Of course not. Your life is your masterpiece, protected with boundaries. 2. Define your limits. What are the things that just don't fly for you? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Get specific about those lines in the sand. It could be anything from spending time with negative people to accepting work projects outside your expertise. Once you know your limits, it's easier to enforce them. 3. Practice saying no. This is a muscle that needs flexing. Start small, politely decline an invitation you don't feel up for or say no to an extra task at work. With practice, it gets easier and less daunting. Remember, saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. A flight attendant will tell you to put on your oxygen mask first before helping others. You need to take care of yourself before you can effectively help anyone else. 4. Communicate clearly. When setting boundaries, be direct and assertive. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "Don't call me so late at night," try, "I prefer not to be called after 9 p.m. because I need my sleep." This way, you're clear about your expectations without being accusatory. 5. Be consistent. This is crucial. Once you set a boundary, stick to it. Don't give in just because someone pressures you or tries to guilt trip you. Consistency reinforces your message and shows others that you're serious about your needs. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a party, and someone starts monopolizing the conversation, talking about themselves nonstop. You've tried politely steering the chat back to other topics, but they just keep going. What do you do? You could let them run over you, feeling drained and unheard. Or, you could gently but firmly say something like, "Hey, I appreciate your passion, but I'd love to hear about what others have been up to too." See, you've set a boundary. You're letting them know that while you're friendly and open to conversation, you also value other perspectives and want everyone to feel heard. And guess what? It feels good, because you're respecting yourself and your need for balanced interaction. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Know your worth, define your limits, practice saying no, communicate clearly, and be consistent. Build those boundaries, raise your self-esteem, and watch how your social interactions transform. You've got this. Alright, awesome people, that's a wrap for today. I hope you found these insights helpful and inspiring. Remember, building strong boundaries and cultivating self-esteem is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep rocking those social confidence goals. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost of empowerment. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay confident, stay connected, and remember, you are awesome, just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.